welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and none of the research.
Oh, shit!
Oh, shit! I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Jill Dusha, and today, Jackson, what? And also, more importantly, listeners.
Listen, I know.
Yeah, you know.
You don't have to tell me twice.
We are joined by two of the hosts of the Scaredy Boys podcast, Tom Reed and Sean Carney.
Woo! Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
I should probably introduce
I'm
you.
I'm Sean Carney.
I was going to say.
And I'm Thomas Reed.
Yeah.
I love my dad.
Hey, I also love my dad.
Oh. I wonder how we're going to tell you apart.
Listeners, if you're unfamiliar with their voices, it's the other way around. Tom, say hello.
Hello.
Got it. No. I'm Tom.
I am Sean.
And I was good, Sean, seeing you think, is there any way I can still be Tom?
I'm Damo, the third host of Scaredy Boys.
Now, boys. Yes. What do we think's going to happen in Fast X 2?
To happen.
Okay. Yep.
I want Jason Momoa to take his pants off.
Yep.
Whoa!
And fuck everyone in the car.
He is so hot in this movie.
He's hot. He's horny.
He is horny.
I don't think this franchise is as horny as it can be. Do you reckon by film 10, it's become a real family sort of thing?
It starts horny and stops being horny.
Yeah, they drop a horn in the middle when they do the drag race and they remind you that
actually, there's a fair bit of ass in the drag race.
And there's a fair bit of ass.
Yeah,
and you're like... I was talking to my friend who watched this the other day, and he watched it at the drive-in. Incredible choice. He said he kept being distracted by Renfield on the other screen. But he was like...
I think if I saw Fast X at the drive-in, I'd be distracted by the fact I was in a car.
The whole time, you'd be like, is there a NOS button here?
I could be doing dollies or whatever.
They have to take your keys away if you go...
Don, you do it.
You will who?
You're not Dom Toretto.
In La Familia.
We had to hire extra security at the cinema that I worked at anytime a Fast and the Furious movie came out because people would get so revved up that they would then hoon in the car park. This is a true story.
That is so good.
When Fast and Furious ended, we had to, if you were driving home, it was recommended after your shift, just wait 15 minutes for the crowd to die down because there'd just be people doing burnouts in the car park.
Wow.
I drive so sensibly home.
In a cinema in a relatively rough area.
Yeah. I drive like a normal person.
No, I find that after I've watched a Fast movie, I'd drive home like a bit of a maniac.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I get into
and a Mission Impossible as well.
I do
the thing I never do when I drive, which is when I pull up at lights, I actually look across and see someone in the next car. I never want to do that ever.
Yeah. But do you look just in the sort of hope that they might?
It's Paul Walker. It's Paul Walker.
And you know you're in trouble because you're in hell.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where I belong.
No, but he was watching it. And he was saying that in the
Paul Walker.
The drag race scene. My mate messaged me like every time I saw an ass, I aged a year.
Why?
Like every time I saw someone like in the tiniest shorts, I just got older and older, being like, this first movie came out in the year 2001.
Are they still, even in Fast X, there's a little bit of ass.
That whole drag scene.
It's a token ass.
Yeah.
You know, it's
maybe the biggest ass ever, though. Like,
yeah,
you never had, I can't remember, the last time a shot was that horny is in, there's a shot in Tokyo Drift that is problematic because the person is a teenager.
Yeah.
But when she does the thing to be like, race start, the camera just zooms in, just full upskirt as she squats over the camera.
God.
That's in Fast X.
I was rewatching.
You've seen this movie.
I've seen that movie.
I was rewatching a bit of Seven the other day.
Yeah.
Lot of ass in that. That's a James Wan special.
Yeah.
I think that
feels like more than in this.
Yeah. Mm. Oh yeah, this movie didn't have a whole bunch of ass really. Mm.
From 8 they get very less horny.
Yeah.
Do you think that this is bold, but do you think the Fast X movies could get away with showing that Dom Toretto is bricked up the whole time? like I know it's crazy, but if the shot showed you that he was erect and it was going down one pant leg, it almost wouldn't be that insane.
All right. I've got a prediction for Fast X 2, and it may have something to do with what Jackson has just said. We're gonna see Dom bricked up.
He's gonna be bricked up in the because I suspect he's bricked up every time he drives.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, he's horny for the road.
Yeah.
There's no way Vin Diesel is not saying that Dom has an erection at all times.
Yeah.
But
like, if you asked him point blank.
I think one day he's going to, like, you know how George Lucas went back and changed things in Star Wars?
Whoa.
Dom, like, Vin Diesel will one day be cucked publicly, and he'll go back and put a massive dick in every shot.
Two things. I legitimately think that Vin Diesel at some point will go back and edit these movies.
I think
have, like, a George
Lucas
style
put himself back in Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked. Also, second thing. With the horniness of the Fast series, in Fast X, there's a scene with Letty and Dom in bed, and it's the most sexless. It feels like it's a Marvel movie. I think they've lost their horn.
They even say, like,
and Little B, like, just the inclusion of the John Cena and Little B stuff.
Yeah. Mm.
Feels very family movie.
You're very right.
And I wish
very
it
correct.
Was, and this is not a franchise that's very popular at all, the Underworld franchise. Every Underworld movie, especially the early ones, has a fucked sex scene.
Yeah.
Psycho, someone getting fucked while dangling over, like, 400-meter drop-off. Do that. Why can't Dom do that?
That's awesome.
He's strong.
You know who can do that?
Dante.
Momoa.
Yeah.
Dante.
Mm.
I forgot what his name was.
Dante.
It's crazy that the South, the Brazilian drug lord has just a Samoan son.
But then is Dom Italian?
Hey, Dom who knows, maybe. He's also maybe Spanish, and Little B is black. Little B is just straight up... Mm-hmm. Not white, which is what
his
mum and Dom are.
Okay, I need someone to refresh my memory because I rewatched a bit of Seven the other night. I didn't finish it. But there's like tension chemistry with Vin and Chris Hemsworth's wife plays that actress.
Elena.
Yeah.
At what point did they have this kid?
Before Letty comes back.
Yeah.
It's before.
But Letty's back in Seven.
No, it's in Six.
It's in Six.
When she's still evil.
So then when she sees him at the start of the seventh movie, is she already pregnant?
Yes.
I suppose so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that clears it up.
I think
enough.
They've already... Doesn't the kid happen at the end of Six?
Yeah.
At the start of Seven, there's no...
Bump.
She's already had
the kid in secret.
He doesn't know. He doesn't find out
until
eight.
When Charlize Theron's like, "You're going to come and work for me. I've kidnapped
your kid
and the woman that you had a kid with."
That's right.
This is the thing about this franchise, guys, is what it does is it's like the only time they can ever have a new villain is if they're related to another villain or there's like some connection of family. So like Charlize Theron comes in, even from like, so Six, you get... Shaw, right?
Mm-hmm. Owen Shaw.
Seven, you get Deckard Shaw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love the Shaws.
Love
big
the Shaws.
Fan.
Big fan of the Shaws. Eight, the impetus is we find out secret son.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why he's evil. Now, Dom's, you know, at nine, Dom's got a secret evil brother. And then in 10, the random Brazilian drug lord has a secret evil son who we've never seen, who they reinsert into scenes from 5 in the opening. I'm excited to what's going to happen in part two is we're going to get more CGI reinsertions of Momoa in other pivotal moments in
the
Fast Family.
So you think Momoa is going to, you think Dante is going to be sort of like the guy pulling the strings?
No, maybe. There's the idea that there is a character that he wants, like an Elon. Have you heard this? He wants Elon Musk type.
He basically wants Iron Man to be the main
guy. Yeah, he said he wants Robert Downey Jr. to play an Elon Musk type as the supervillain.
Well, speaking of.
But that'd be part 12, right? Because they have announced now that there will be a 12. So
they haven't.
Okay, Vin has.
Vin has said we might do 3.
Because he's realised that he's got nothing else going on in his career.
Yeah,
gone now.
Bloodshot didn't do well for him.
He's also said he's really excited to finish the Fast and the Furious movie so he can start work on the Fast and the Furious spin-offs.
Yeah. Didn't he also say somewhere that he thinks he could do a movie called The Toretto's?
Yeah.
So
his spin-off is the main characters Fast and the Furious.
As kids, I'm assuming, even though the Toretto's famously in the plotline of the movie don't speak for a very long time.
No. The Toretto's is in
Dom Letty,
and Little B.
But that's
and then presumably his brother as well, who I'm sure will come back.
Yeah.
No one dies.
It's so funny. That's like being
Except
like
that one
Mario
guy
Kart
in the
death.
First movie.
It's so funny to
Vince.
Be like,
yep.
Yeah.
Bring him back.
Gets shot, right?
I can't remember.
In the drive-by?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he dead? Is Elena dead?
No, nobody's dead.
Elena got shot in the head in front of Dom.
Fake head.
Okay.
Fake head!
Gal Gadot got dropped out of a plane.
Fake Gal Gadot.
Oh, I forgot about Gal Gadot. Fucking hell.
Back on a submarine.
Yeah, what's more exciting, the return of Gal Gadot from Furious 6 or the return of the submarine from Fate of the Furious?
Submarine.
Well, what's awesome about the submarine as well is that I as a viewer of these movies, don't know what happened to the submarine. Well, like, it's not like at the end of that movie, they were like, and the submarine is now in our secret base.
Submarine's from another movie?
It's from Fate.
It's from Fate of the Furious. Yeah.
I don't remember.
But all I remember
it's
from Fate of the Furious...
submarine the ice chase, where the Rock moves a torpedo with his bare hands.
So they kept a submarine?
I suppose. Somehow Galgan
over. Actually, the submarine is... I've got a genuine prediction.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen is...
This is fucked, Tom, and it won't happen.
No. So the submarine...
Actually, that means it will happen.
So the submarine, basically, whatever happens, Cypher will help save the day and defeat Momoa using the sub.
Sure.
And then immediately betray the family with the sub, so they will have to stop her. Because they can't completely forgive her for shooting the mother of Little B.
Unless she's alive. Because of fake head.
Because of the fake head theory. Fake, you know, sometimes people do like a Halloween costume where they're...
Yeah.
Did she have really bulky shoulders?
So it's either fake head or Cypher will inevitably betray them and they will defeat her again.
So where this ends, we're about to be flooded.
Yeah.
Yes.
Submarine can't fit in that narrow space, so that rules out. Who saves them?
I have a theory.
Yeah.
We discussed this in our based
it's
reaction
be the Rock, right?
to Fast X. Mm. Either it'll be The Rock, and that scene that's a post-credit scene is actually set at the start
of
Fast X.
It 100% is, just chronologically.
Or the Antarctica stuff has already happened. Like, they're fucking with the timeline intentionally, and those events aren't happening.
Sub can't
same.
Get there,
the
though.
The sub won't go through the van, but...
No, but sub could theoretically be in an as-of-yet-unseen lake.
It'll be Shaw. Shaw will save him, and it'll...
Shaw's
busy.
Shaw's
busy. I think it's going to be The Rock.
Well, what about this?
Hobbs will save him, and he'll grab him and be like, I got your brother, or some shit
like
that.
This was a debate in our base reaction. I'd love to get your take on it. Now, we were saying that... Me and Adam were saying... Joel Zammitt missing for June.
Yeah, we do.
Where is he? Me and Adam were saying that we think that this movie is setting up a Hobbs and Shaw 2.
100%.
Because Shaw, he's like, I got to go look after my mom, and he's out of the narrative. And then at the end of the movie, we see Hobb looking at the...
We call Hobbs Hobb. It's a funnier name. H-O-B.
He's Hobb.
Don't have time, because the
Dwayne
BS
Hobb.
Is already in baseless speculation. You can't use the BS again.
Dwayne
What's
Hobb.
The first name of Hobb?
I almost said Ben, but that's an AFL
ben
player.
It's John
Deckard Shaw
John Hobbs?
And
Bob
why is it that we know Deckard Shaw, but we don't know?
Because his name's Deckard.
We also know Owen Shaw and the sister whose
name
is. Is
it because he's always just been Lieutenant Hobbs or whatever?
Yeah, Beans, yeah.
It's not him.
Beans
Shaw.
Isn't his sister, is it?
No. Oh, no, sorry. Beans is the hacker in this movie.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson.
No, that's Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson.
Wait, who's Beans?
The girl.
The British girl is Beans.
Oh, Natalie Emmanuel.
Oh, Ramsey.
Beans.
Yeah, Beans.
Sorry, all right. What do we call Roman?
One of the
Roman
shit
actor?
Whoa!
Oh, Tyrese is good.
No. You guys were talking in a recent ep about actors who have seen like an iPhone who couldn't be in a period piece. Tyrese.
Yeah.
Tyrese cannot.
True.
Well, actually, got a like...
Tyrese Gibson's best movie performance is in Transformers.
No, it's in Fast and Furious 2 when he rips his shirt off and punches the car.
That is good. We had some people on the Facebook group talking about actors that they thought had seen an iPhone or had never seen
an
iPhone.
And they were like, Pete Davidson is the man who's seen the most amount of iPhone.
And Zach Braff.
Oh, well, yeah.
Zach Braff absolutely could not be a period piece.
And then you've got the
he should not be a
movie. I saw someone arguing.
Yeah, I agree.
I saw someone arguing, Timothy Chalamet, he's been in period pieces. You
that was Joel
idiot.
Dusha.
That was me.
Joel Dusha.
I brought that up.
No, I think your call of Tina Fey is spot on.
Yeah.
She couldn't do a period
Chalamet
piece.
Chalamet has done period stuff.
Okay,
you
so
love
Tom,
Little Women.
Okay, you're both
the movie.
You're fucking wrong.
You've never read the book.
I know you're getting angry at me, but you got to remember that in the episode, I already say these things.
You've been called out already.
No, I didn't. I called myself out.
Austin Butler. He's seen an iPhone.
Yeah, that's true. Austin Powers.
Austin Butler has fucking Elvis is a period piece.
Yeah, his Elvis looks like he's seen an iPhone.
He's an Elvis from the future.
He's coming in time to warn himself.
You said Powers? Jason Statham should do a period piece. He did a Uwe Boll film, like a medieval film.
What the
fuck?
What's it called? Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Blood Rain it also has Letty in it, Michelle Rodriguez.
He's in something.
Holy shit.
And I'm pretty sure famously he forgot to take his wristwatch off. So he's wearing like a Rolex.
Does
he have
Statham.
Hair?
No, he's never had hair.
Yeah.
Jason Statham is like, he's always the same guy, but he's so charismatic at it. The minute he showed up, and I know this is more of a reaction than a prediction, but the minute he showed up in X, the charisma levels went through the ceiling. In that one bit where he's like,
Tom.
Fucking, what are you doing?
That's because he's sharing a screen with a fucking piece of cardboard.
Han.
I hate Han.
No!
I think Han sucks shit.
I don't. That's crazy.
I don't give a shit about whatever. What the third movie that he? Please, Han eating his little bullshit snacks. Fuck off. I can't stand Han. In fact, I hate the whole B Squad crew.
Whoa.
Anytime they're on screen in this movie, and in the past, I've enjoyed it. I loved watching them go to space.
Yeah,
it was great.
Yeah, I agree. I Beans. I hate beans.
I like Beans.
See, no, the issue with Beans is...
They wrecked Beans in this movie.
Beans has never been good.
Beans being bad is not Beans' fault. Beans is absolutely fantastically fine, but she's doing exactly whatever she can with the material she has, which is very limited.
Dog shit material for her.
Her thing is that she's supposed to be into Ludacris, maybe? That's it. That's her entire character.
They gave up that completely
in this film.
Yeah,
I know. In the past, it was always those two fighting over who's going
to
get her.
What does Beans contribute to the family?
Nothing. So she has a laptop around her neck.
Aren't all three of them hackers already?
Yeah, Ludacris is a hacker.
Yeah.
Beans is a better... She invented God's Eye.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which... Dante now has.
Yeah, it became slightly relevant in this
movie. Here's what's going to happen.
Oh, sorry.
Kurt Russell's going to come. Oh, Kurt Russell's going to save him.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Also, I found
because
out.
Because he reached out to him in the movie. He's like,
that's true.
Get word to your dad if he's around. Mr. Nobody is going to save them from the flood. That is my big prediction. I've made seven.
I found I found the Statham period film.
Yeah.
It's called In the Name of the King, a Dungeon Siege Tale, directed by Uwe Boll.
Whoa.
In 2007. A man named Farmer Statham sets out to rescue his kidnapped wife and avenge the death of his son. Two acts committed by the Krugs, a race of animal warriors who are controlled by the evil Galleon, who is played by Ray Liotta.
Did you write this movie, Jackson?
I got to be honest. Looking at Statham, he doesn't look like he belongs.
It looks like he's walked onto the set.
He looks like a remake of the movie Black Knight.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Oh, I know who you mean.
The movie has a 1.5 rating on Letterboxd.
He's going to get those Krugs.
To give, because obviously this is an audio medium, to give everyone...
Burt Reynolds is in it. Fucking hell.
To give everyone...
I'm watching this movie.
Lillard? John Rhys-Davies? Sorry, Joel.
No, that's okay.
Hey, how do we...
Ron Perlman?
What
are we spinning? Are we spinning the wheel to watch this movie?
Yeah. Well, are they? Who's playing
Terminator 3? Is Christina Loken?
Who's playing Krugs?
Yeah. Who are the Krugs?
It doesn't say who the Krugs are.
No, I think I know who the Krugs are. Read out some of those actors you were reading out before.
Ron Perlman's a Krug for sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The Galleon is Ray Liotta, and he controls the Krugs.
Yeah.
I think John Rhys-Davies is a Krug.
100%. What's Ron Perlman's character name?
Ron Perlman is Norik.
Yeah, that's
Norik the Krug.
John Rhys-Davies is Merrick.
Yeah,
the Krug
and Merrick, the Krug brothers.
Yeah,
the Krugs.
Speaking of brothers, I think the Krug brothers are going to meet the Toretto brothers.
Whoa, double Statham.
Double Krug.
What?
The Toretto brothers? You said the wrong brothers.
Yep, I did. Sorry.
And Statham is Farmer. Fucking use your ears, mate.
I'm so sorry.
You invite us on here and you don't fucking listen. Sean, I was listening because I respect you.
Thank you. I wasn't listening to whatever you were saying while I was looking at it.
That's okay, mate.
Yeah. Was that a good theory?
That's nice.
Yes.
Yeah. That's nice.
What was it?
It was correct.
Okay, cool.
That's all you need to know.
So, one thing to note about this movie is there's a character in this that's a new addition to Fast X that was written for an actor who doesn't play that role.
Yes.
Yep.
So the head of the agency,
Ames.
Yeah,
I think his name's Ames. Yeah,
could be Beans.
Could be Eggs.
It could be Eggs. Eggs, the head of the agency.
Yeah,
he was written to be played by Keanu Reeves.
Whoa! And why did Keanu not do it? Didn't want to?
Presumably because of John Wick 4.
Superior film.
Well, actually, he would have been doing John Wick 4 and The Matrix 4 at the same time because even though they came out a year apart, their release date was originally the same day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It would have been fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm glad they fixed that.
Yeah. Wow. God damn.
Now, John Wick 4 is so good. Can I talk about that for a second?
You can do what you like, dude. Don't spoil it.
I'm not gonna. I went to see that at the movies at 11:45 on a Wednesday in a movie theater by myself, and I got to hoot and holler, and no one cared. It was good.
Did you clap?
That's great.
Nah, I passed in it.
You're a coward.
Yeah, I should have clapped after Fast X.
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't know about that.
Sir. Yeah. the setup for Fast X 2, which is what we're trying to figure out, what the fuck is going on?
What the heck's
going
to fucking happen in this? What the fuck?
So The Rock's going to save him.
Yeah, The Rock or Mr. Nobody, or potentially both of them in the same car.
Or just bodies it, which I think is also very possible.
That would be great. Takes the water, holds his son and takes the
water parts around him.
I think he could. Can you not imagine Dom Toretto grabbing Lil B, curling into a ball, and they just...
Is there any like pieces of a car down there with them?
They've got the whole car.
That he can stab into the ground like Moses.
Yeah. He's gonna be like, get in and like do a burnout and like rev the car so it's up like this and the water parts around it.
What? Because the car's fucked though, isn't it?
The car got blowed up, yeah.
Yeah, damn it. Okay.
But they're still in the car.
They could start it again.
Yeah. You know what would be the most courageous thing the filmmakers could do?
Kill them?
Han is just dead.
They're not gonna kill Han!
Han and Beans killed off screen.
Taurus can survive.
Yeah.
Roman.
Oh, wait.
Sorry.
That happens with every podcast, both that I'm in and that I listen to, where with Fast and the Furious, for some reason, everyone's just constantly flipping between actors and characters' names.
I couldn't actually tell you what Ludacris' character's name is.
Taj.
Taj.
Is that right, though?
Tej.
Yeah,
Tej, Roman, yeah. Beans.
Eggs.
Pete Davidson and Han.
Davidson's Bowie.
And then you've got, yeah.
Wait, his name is Bowie?
Yeah.
Do they say his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beans says we gotta go see Bowie.
Yeah.
I thought she just said, I know a guy.
Yeah,
is
maybe.
Bowie, because they're in London.
Why is he American and very clearly from America and in England for no reason?
Another question I would have is, how old is Dom Toretto supposed to be?
He's 25. Meant to be...
Well, they're talking about, like, having kids.
Well, Dom is 56 in real life, or 55? By which I mean Vin Diesel.
Yeah. She's about 40, mid-40s, I think.
Yep. Well, Han in-universe is 39. We see that.
He's
he looks 50.
He's a rough 30.
Hey, he faked his own death.
Yeah.
That'll take life off you. What I'm going to love to learn is the explanation in part two of how... A, Gal Gadot survived, and B, why she kept it a secret from the man that loved her, and then he died. Did she secretly go to his funeral? Were they hanging out when they were both fake dead?
I'm going to guess that it's going to be revealed that she's also working for Mr. Nobody, and her and Han have been working together this whole time. Han couldn't say that Gazelle, see, I'm doing it now too, swapping between characters, names.
Is her name Gazelle?
Yeah.
Her name's Gazelle.
Giselle.
But I get it, because Gal Gadot kind of looks like
not
a gazelle.
Not gazelle. Yeah,
you said gazelle.
I know. It's Giselle.
No, you said gazelle.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter what I said. I'm saying her name is Gazelle.
This is chaos. Give this franchise the respect it deserves.
She'll be revealed to have been working with Mr. Nobody the whole time. She also knew that Han faked his death. And also,
or
I reckon...
blow up submarine.
What, you
straight
reckon?
Straight away. You've got to get rid of as many of the shit actors as you can.
Get out of...
They bring in Gal Gadot for a cameo, and then the start of Fast explodes. Submarine explodes.
Cypher shoots her in the head as well.
It's a remarkable franchise. It has, like, so many bad actors in it.
Yeah,
it's,
that is true.
It's crazy.
We were talking after we saw it. There's, like, four decent actors in this movie.
Yeah.
They are...
Charlize.
No. Sorry, there's five.
Yeah.
Mama, Charlize, Mirren... Statham and Cena.
Okay, let's play a game.
Forgot about Mirren.
Mm.
Let's play a
love
game.
Love her in this.
Mm.
Because she could have just done her usual Helen Mirren voice.
No.
But she went, I'm Jason Statham's mum.
Yeah.
So she just copies him.
Yeah.
All the other, like Owen Shaw doesn't sound like Jason Statham.
No.
Vanessa Kirby sounds a little bit like Jason Statham. But Helen Mirren's going, I'm going to copy him.
Yeah, she full on, she
goes completely because I play the queen.
You're saying Momoa's a good actor? Apart from this film, name one good performance.
No, in this movie.
Oh, okay.
I don't even think it's a good performance in this movie.
No,
the Joker. You love the Joker.
Oh, that's true. He's a clown prince of crime.
Yeah.
Camp and horny.
I think he's good. He's very inconsistent, though.
Yes.
What's he good in?
Yeah, name another good
movie. I mean,
he's
good in Game of Thrones.
Dune.
Who's Jason Momoa in Game of Thrones?
I'm going back a long way.
He's
Khal Drogo in the first season. Yeah. And he's very good at it. He's good in Dune. It's a small part,
Duncan, Idaho.
Yeah.
Mm. Everyone's favorite then. Johnny Texas and Declan, Illinois.
David, Wyoming. Yeah.
I've only ever seen Aquaman once, but I enjoyed my time in the cinema. So maybe he was good in that.
What's his catchphrase in Aquaman?
I can't remember.
It's like booyah.
Fish!
Yeah, that's it, isn't it?
He just lands in the scene of the crime. Flash! Oh, Aquaman's here.
I think also long-time listeners of Baseless Speculation will be like, huh, the energy seems a bit off today. Yeah. We're recording this at 9 p.m., which is roughly 10 hours after we'd usually record these. Yeah.
Fuck. I will say, to your point, Tom, Momoa is a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
In this movie, I'm saying. Like, who gives
even
a good performance
in
the movie?
No, my point, though, is more like the franchise just has bad actors in it.
Okay, yeah. So I guess it's got
so,
four.
Yeah, Helen Mirren, Charlize.
Charlize and...
Statham, yeah.
He's good.
We love him.
No, no,
Statham's
good at what he
does. Especially as Farmer.
Yeah. What, he's not the Grog?
The Krogs!
I gotta watch this fucking movie.
Are you
gonna
look me in the eye telling me that he's not good in the movie Crank, in which he fucks someone in public so he doesn't die?
Oh, look, Statham, I love him. Like, I think he's great in The Bank Job, for instance. He's got
good
roles.
I think it's just
roles.
A charisma factor that he brings the that bank? None of, a lot of the other actors do not have.
Have you seen The Bank Job?
No. The Bank Job is
really good.
They break into...
Sorry, that was like, you know, he just did a lot of action stuff, like Transporter and that. When he did The Bank Job, I think people were like, huh, this guy's all right.
It starts off when you're like, Job is the fakest movie.
It does.
That, it made no money because it's called The Bank Job.
So okay, the thing about it too is that you're watching it and you're like, oh, this is just like a Guy Ritchie film. And then it just pivots really hard about halfway through and you're like, oh, fucking hell.
It's a good movie.
It's about a group of bank robbers that steal like a safety deposit box and they open it and it's got fucked photos of the royal family and they're like, oh no.
That's awesome.
Here's the best thing about it. You just know that's a Prince Andrew. Can I say that on this podcast? Or we'll get in jail.
Why not? Fuck him.
Prince Andrew is a pedo. Allegedly.
You heard it here first.
That's just going to happen in Fast X 2. They're going to kill Prince Andrew for being a pedo.
They nearly blew up the Vatican in this one.
But it's right. There are no casualties. Here's my thing. What's Momoa going to do? Like, what's the big thing he's going to do?
Nah, look, I think I'm with you. I think maybe halfway through the movie, he's done, and then Charlize Theron Cypher.
Well, I think there has to be a bigger enemy. Like, as in, it's bigger than Cypher.
I think
it's Robert Downey Jr.'s Elon Musk character.
I think that, I mean, like, they kind of did this in this movie, in Fast X, but having the agency or whatever it's
called. The agency is going to be the big
bad. That's going to be the big bad where it's...
Well, no, nobody just comes back and solves that problem.
But maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's killed in Fast X 2 or whatever, and they're like, you've got no friends anymore.
Well, that's what the end of this family...
In a way, a movie is a family.
Yeah. In many ways,
it is. The dad or the producer. The
like
mom boy.
The actors.
The director.
Yeah. Best boy, dog.
Yeah. You got the uncles, you know, cinematographer, gaffer.
Yeah.
A movie is a family.
Grandma, the Coke you drink in the movie.
Yeah. Grandpa,
thanks, Grandma.
The popcorn you eat in the movie.
Oh, thanks, Grandpa. Wait, is it a movie? Is it a family when we're watching the movie?
You've been away for 6 months. I've been making a family.
And watching a movie is also like having family.
Yeah, popcorn is your grandma.
No, popcorn was your grandpa.
Popcorn is grandpa.
Are you
sorry?
Okay? You're not taking this seriously. That's my fucking family
Coke
you're talking
is
about.
Grandma. Yeah. Chop top is dog.
Sitting down is dad. Opening your eyes is mom.
Yeah. It's like watching
reclining
a
your seat, that's your brother and sister.
Yeah. And listening, that's your uncle.
I'm just going to have an uncle of the movie, you say.
If it's got subtitles, that's a great aunt. You're very lucky.
Oh, yeah, that's
not
true.
Everyone has one of those.
Yeah,
farting in the cinema, Prince Andrew.
Because it sucks.
Yeah, that is true. Not for the fodder, though.
That is interesting. It is good for the fodder. Unless they have shame or embarrassment about the
man,
fart.
That's true.
Farting in a cinema, you don't have shame or embarrassment.
Okay,
if you're a shame or embarrassed fodder, you're leaving. But if you're just a grub, you're like, I reckon I can get away with this.
Yeah.
Well,
if you're a grub, you've come in, you've eaten 12 eggs. You're ready to
roll.
You
come in and it's been percolating on the. You didn't do it. You deliberately held in your fart.
Standing at the front of the cinema eating 12 hard-boiled eggs and all of the staff are watching you, keeping an eye on you, being like, hey, just keep an eye on this.
And then the 12 eggs is like, farting in a cinema ain't a crime.
Oh, no, stop
it. Yes. God, stop me.
Yes, you're cinema staff like, coming in like, check the cinema. Yeah. They're coming in doing like a toxicity report.
You walk up to the ticket team and be like, what's the longest movie you've got playing? Did you just eat 12 eggs, sir?
No. I did, but that's not a crime.
No. And asking about the longest movie is not a crime.
I need to get all my farts out for the week. I've been holding them in and I just need some. All week, you can't stop me.
People won't smell it. They'll be too distracted with the film. It'll be too loud and bright.
It's the only safe place you can do it. He's been broiling for a week.
you know, when you keep your week's worth of farts in and go see a movie to get them all out.
You're clenching.
And sweating.
Yeah, you're like, what's the longest movie you've got?
Longest, loudest movie.
One ticket to Schindler's List.
So yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
I think Oscar Schindler's going to show up in next group.
Yeah, it could be.
What is it going to be called? Fast 11, or is it going to be called Fast?
I think it'll be called Fast X Part 2.
Yeah. Or will it be this Fast X? And because it's the second one, 2, but the Roman numeral 2. So it's
that
11.
Would be
12. That's so funny because X is also
12. That'd be 12. That'd be 12, guys.
But they can't do even Fast X 2. You got to have Part 2 or Chapter 2 or something in there to really make it work.
Well, what 4 about? It's just called Fast and Furious, isn't it?
Mm. Yes. Yeah. It's like a reset, though.
Yeah.
What if they call it Fast X the second gear?
Whatever they call it, Too Fast 2X.
Oh, could you just call it Fast?
Because they've done.
There is a movie called Faster. Oh no, Faster.
Yeah,
what if they call it Fast 11? Just do that.
Well, they could bring back. What if they call it Furious X?
Oh yeah,
that's
so funny because it's. Furious 10.
That means it's called Fast 10, Furious 10.
They already did Furious 7, though, didn't they?
Yeah. So you could, I reckon you could just do
Look,
Fast.
We can play my favorite
furious.
Game in the world, which is I just list off the Fast and Furious titles.
They are good.
What's so 6? Fast Furious 6.
It's Furious 6.
Yeah.
So 7 and 6 are Furious 6, Furious 7. Mm-hmm. And then 8 is Fate. Like
Fate of the Furious. Yeah.
And then 9 is Fast and
It's F9, the Fast Saga.
Yeah, that's it.
Whoa. And then Fast X.
That's grotty.
Well, yeah. I love that they called it the Fast Saga and then immediately didn't use that again.
It's because, who's the director of 9? The one that didn't come back for this? Justin Lin, the other director.
Wan.
Yeah. It is Lin. Yeah. I got confused. So Justin Lin was originally going to come in and do 3 movies to finish off. Because 5, 6, and 7 are his trilogy.
Yep. And then he was going to do like a trilogy.
And then he was
going
to do a trilogy to wrap it up. So that's why.
Five's Wan.
He did 6, 7. He did 2 movies in a row. He did 4. He did 3, 4.
No, Wan did not
Wan
do Tokyo Drift.
Wan didn't touch 3, mate.
No, Lin.
Oh, Lin.
Yeah. I think he's talking about Jay. Yeah, okay.
Lin did 3, 4.
Did Wan Man do 5 and 7?
And I'm looking it up right now.
No, he just did 7.
I'm DB Detective.
Who did 5? Lin.
Lin did 5.
Yeah, so he did 3, 4, 5.
I don't think he did 3.
No, 3 would have been some hack.
3's not Lin.
No, because he invented Han, and Han pops up in Tokyo Drift.
Yeah. Holy shit, it is Justin Lin.
So he's the son of a bitch who did that.
Well, Lin has put Han in a movie.
Why do people love Han? Do I need to go back and watch 3?
He's mysterious.
Watch all the movies again.
Wan 7 and 6 then, right?
I guess.
F. Gary Gray did 8.
That's right. I know Lin. So Lin did 3, 4, 5, 6.
4.
Wan did 7. F. Gary Gray does
8.
8. Mm-hmm. And then 9 is
Lin again.
Yeah, Lin's done most of them.
And Lin was meant to do 10 and 11, but then... He did that hostage video with Dom / Vin.
Oh, yes.
And then
yes.
Left a week into production.
Yeah. You know what I need from 11?
What?
So there's a musical motif they use at the start of this when Vin's in the garage. And it's just that I'll see you again.
See you again.
A bit more of that. If you're going to do it at the start, do it at the end.
Yeah. Well, they'll do
Give
it
me
again.
Some of that. That's the biggest like emotional sort of. Oh, that's absolutely. The emotional free hit this franchise has.
Sean, you're going to be Lean so happy it. When Paul Walker / Brian O'Connor. Pops up in Fast 11 in that place because it's going
to
happen.
I kind of think they have to do that I'm watching these movies now and I'm like, at a certain point, he's just a bad friend.
He would have seen, they made the news this time.
I always think
even in Australia.
Yeah, that's right.
This is like when you watch a fucking Marvel movie and it's like an end of the world situation for one hero and you're like, where's the other cunt?
Where the fuck is Spider-Man? Go help your friend, Spider-Man, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
I love in these movies when they have that emotional moment with Dom where we as the audience know, because Dom, you know, he gets teary-eyed or whatever. We know that's because Paul Walker is no longer with us. But in the context of the movie, Vin Diesel's just like, where's my friend?
Yeah. Brian's at home looking after the kids.
Pick up your phone, Dom.
Yeah. It would be so much more believable if you never saw Mia again either.
Like, yeah, they should have retired Mia.
If they retired them, and Dom was like, no, I'm not fucking with my sister and Paul.
You had an idea, Ryan, Tom, of witness protection or something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
But Mia just shows up constantly to babysit little B. And then be like, they're coming after us and be like, I have to go back home to Brian and the kids.
Yeah. But
fuck, why don't you bring him here?
They fucked themselves, though, because you can't introduce a long-lost brother to Dom and then not bring Mia in, because
Mia is Dom's sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very funny. I just read the synopsis for 9, and it's like, an international terrorist threatens the group when it turns out to be Dom and Mia's estranged sister, brother. And I'm like, it's so funny that they mention her, and she's just so not in any of them anymore.
Mia and Dom don't even share a scene in this movie.
No.
Which is kind of shit.
She's at the barbecue.
Oh, at the start, of course.
This movie, Fast X, did a lot of setting up, right? It did a lot of, here's the cast, we're finding the guys. So what threat, this is kind of the question you asked before, but like what threat, how can they escalate?
It'll be Cypher betraying them.
Yeah, but what, with what? What's the escalation?
Prior to that, though, like what's Momoa's big thing? Have we already seen his big thing? He's like, well I'm about to kill Dom, I've just blown up the jet.
Well, because he says at the end, you've done enough suffering, now it's time to die.
And also, you can't save them all.
Yeah.
So that's the end of his plan. Yep. Are we going to get, you know how they always end up
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Teaming up with the villains.
Yeah.
Are we going to get that in the very next movie?
No. He won't team up with Momoa. Momoa will die. He has to.
Yeah.
They can't go back on it.
That's the thing. They'll work with Cypher for a bit, but she'll betray them because she can't be completely forgiven for
what
she did.
She's an interesting enough villain at this point. Like, we've had two or three movies with her now, and it's like,
No, no, that'll just be like, that's something that happens at the end. They have to catch her.
But she's not even that interesting to me anymore because she's already been stripped down. She's lost all of her people. She's just solo now, unless she's got some big, you know, spider web fucking organization.
Unless she works for the agency.
Yeah. I think the agency is going to be your grander big bad because you need to, and they tried
to. That's why
they
got rid of Nobody. That's why Nobody.
So Nobody's a bad guy, you think?
No. Nobody's a bad guy, but Nobody in this movie, maybe we have a scene where Nobody saves them from something. And he's like, don't worry, I gotcha. And then shut in the back of the head.
It's the Winter Soldier twist.
I was going to say, the agency's Hydra.
Yeah, where they're like, actually, they're against. Because in this movie, there's that moment where they're like, The Dom, you've got access to nothing anymore. You know, you're reduced to being a man in a car or whatever. He's not really.
Yeah.
But that's what they say. But if they did that in the movie, if they were like, you've really got to rely, you know, you don't have any of your sci-fi shit anymore or whatever.
I'd love it if they did that. Just strip it back to what Dom Toretto was in the first movie.
Well, they try and do that in this because they just give him his old car back and then that's it. But his old car is crashing. He's crashing helicopters together.
Yeah. He's still become a superhero in terms of strength and everything now, which is just crazy.
Do we think that this... So maybe a way to figure out what Momoa is going to do. It's like you said, he de Joker.
Unless Momoa realizes that Dom has survived, supersedes the agency, and then the agency is working for Momoa, so they have to take out the agency and Momoa at the same time, which is already kind of what the end of the movie reveals.
Well,
anyway.
Ames is
what's set up.
Yeah, Ames is the head of the agency, and he's Momoa's boyfriend.
Actually,
you're right. The agency is already Hydra.
Yeah.
Hydra, no. So I looked that guy up because I was like, I thought he was a wrestler. He looks really familiar.
He's Jack Reacher.
You know who else he is?
Tom Cruise.
The voice, he's the voice of Raphael in the Michael Bay Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What?
Is that the one with Johnny Knoxville in it?
Yeah.
Hell
and
yeah.
Megan Crazy. Fox.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That is
no,
good.
Will Arnett.
He's got huge arms.
He's a big man.
I can't wait for The Rock to fight him. To
yeah. Oh, that's what's going to happen.
Will The Rock fight Momoa?
Big guys?
No.
Oh, that would be huge.
Yeah.
The Rock might fight both of them.
Double close.
I think we're going to say the same thing. I've been off The Rock for a few years now. I think he's become a bit of a fucking loser.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing him in the post credits here, I'm genuinely excited.
You're back.
I'm back.
You're a hob.
I really, like, it had all the energy. Had all the energy of number 7 where he said, Daddy's got to go to work.
Yeah.
And he flexed out of that cast.
That could be the best moment of the entire Fast franchise.
I feel like Fast 7.
That was
Fast
7.
I feel like that was kind of in many ways the peak.
5 and 7 are
definitely
the
peak
best
for sure.
Yeah, and it felt like it kind of was the most sort of like crazy too, you know?
Yeah, well, because after that moment, he crashes a helicopter and then uses a Gatling gun.
Yeah, he pulls the gun out of it and just walks down the street with no shirt on.
Yeah.
Just shooting a gun. Yeah. It's incredible stuff.
You know, he's not in that movie because he was making Hercules.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He gets injured in the first scene and then comes back at the end.
Hercules.
Sure, directed by Brett Ratner.
When did this happen?
In the same year as
2015, you know, I think.
Ian McShane.
Yep. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Who was
the hotel
that?
Manager?
That's not my
from, Rebecca Ferguson's in it.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Is Hopkins in it too?
No, I don't think so.
Who's the
Who's the guy who I think is like the best villainous sort of
Rufus Sewell.
Rufus Sewell's in it. Yeah.
He's in it. My dad was telling me it is. I talk about my dad a lot. My dad was telling me about
that's
a show
right,
I had to watch
that's
on
okay.
Netflix, and he's like, it's got that slimy guy. He's always a bad bloke. Oh, what's his name? Rupert Sewer.
He is a very slimy man.
He's a slimy man.
Do we think they're going to really ramp up the... Because obviously Dom is Batman in many ways, and Dante
So is John Cena.
Well, there's a lot of Batman.
He's got a Batmobile in a Batcave.
They're a Bat family.
But do we think...
He's got about 8 Robins.
Do we think they're going to really lean into that the jokerness of Dante? Is he going to be causing more... Like, you know,
like just general terror attacks.
Yeah, because like I don't think we kind of have in a couple of Fast and the Furious movies. It's been the end of the world is like the threat. You know what I mean? It's always like a nuclear sub or is
God's
you know,
Eye? What were they going to use God's Eye for?
They were crashing cars autonomous.
No, God's Eye would give Cypher access to like literally find any person anywhere in the world at any time.
But do we think because they could?
And
they...
she was going to sell that to other terrorists.
Yeah.
Basically.
Oh yeah.
Do you think they need a? They've gone end of world, now they need to make it small personal
well,
stakes.
I don't
so they
know.
Need to start
well,
killing.
No, no, but they did make
they need
it
start
small
killing the
family.
But I don't think they ever will.
No.
John Cena's coming
kill
back.
Beans.
Kill Beans. Oh, kill Beans.
Leave Beans. Justice for Beans.
Bring Michael Rooker back.
Rooker?
Was Rooker in
Yeah,
Nine?
Rooker
in this franchise?
Yeah.
He's in 9.
Oh, he's in the flashback.
He's the old mechanic.
But he's also the mechanic.
He's dead, isn't he?
Possibly.
He's also in 1, isn't he?
Is no, it? Rooker.
No,
no,
Rooker's
no.
In 1.
Yeah.
No, bring him in.
You're thinking
love
of
it.
Paul Walker.
I am thinking of Paul Walker.
If you don't want to kill Beans or any, like Han or whatever, or Gazelle, bring in some new people. You got to kill some people. And they have to stay dead.
Yeah,
there's no consequences in this franchise.
But I don't think they can do I just don't think they'll ever
well,
do it.
They could leave John Cena dead, but he died like a Mario Kart death.
What's crazy?
You know what? You know how Maverick ended, and you've got the Lady Gaga song, and you've got those classic old Hollywood credits where it's got all the actors and they're smiling and shit.
Yeah,
Vin Diesel wants that. I think he wants all of his family to live happily ever after.
And I think it's got to be some kind of world because, like, they've gone world ending, but never truly. It's been like someone will have access to a nuclear sub. She'll have access to God's Eye. If they do, if we don't drive right, the planet explodes.
The thing is, it's because Momoa's got God's Eye and the agency.
Yeah.
He is got.
But he has no motivations anymore.
His only motivation is to kill Dom Toretto.
Yeah.
And as far as he knows,
the only thing I can think of is that it starts and he's like, now I'm going to kill Brian.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's actually got to be because he's even in the post credits with The Rock, he's implicated as well. Brian's super implicated. He's got to kill Brian. How do we feel about them doing this?
I think it's insane, but what is it?
Imagine they kind of have Brian to, off screen or getting Paul Walker's brother to come back.
Are they twins?
I think that no. They don't look the same at all.
Oh, they deep faked his face, basically.
Oh, so why did they use him and not like an actual actor?
I don't know.
I think it was because
I think it was more of a thing to be like, hey, we're going to deep fake your brother. Do you want to do it?
I think he's like the same size and body shape.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, I think like Also, Vin Diesel fucking, they're not going to kill Paul Walker's character because Vin Diesel still to this day at premieres wears a singlet that says like, has Paul Walker
for
written
Pablo.
On it.
Yeah, for Pablo.
No. I don't think Paul Walker will die. I think they'll be like, he's like, now I'm going to kill Paul Walker. Now I'm going to kill Brian.
Yeah, cool.
And then Brian will come back.
He can't be in it.
They're
going to
deep fake
him.
They did a lot in 7. Technology has passed.
How much did they do in 7?
They also secretly did some in this.
Yeah.
Because some of those flashbacks were new.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I think absolutely he'll be back. And I think it's almost insane if they don't address the fact that Dante blame just Vin?
Dante's going to get hit by
Dante's
going to get hit by a car, and it'll be Brian Skyline, and everyone will be like, "Oh shit!" And then the door opening will just stand out, and it'll be like, "Good to see you, Dom."
just hear like robot stereo voice. Good to see you, Dominic Toretto.
Do you think he'll address the fact that we are meant to assume they hang out all the time?
Yeah, hey,
this isn't at all notable.
Good to see you. We hung out last week and watched a baseball game where the Mets won.
I don't think he'll talk.
He talks in Furious 7.
Yeah,
no, but see, this is I don't remember. Oh,
they talk. Yeah, there's the.
And they're saying goodbye. He says goodbye to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always thought they just sort of recreated like the end stuff with him. They didn't.
Yeah.
So they made him talk and everything.
Yeah.
I've got a bigger crazy theory.
Damn.
Okay.
So we know what Dom loves to do. Keep his family together. Nobody dies.
Yeah.
Paul Walker's coming back for real.
Whoa.
That's why this franchise has gone so long.
Yeah.
Waiting for the technology.
James
Cameron with his submarine.
Paul Walker.
They had to build it.
Paul Walker faked his own death so they could do this reveal.
Justice for Paul.
Justice for Paul.
That would be the psycho thing ever.
Imagine.
That would be.
Imagine. That's not going to happen, and I feel fucked for saying that, but like, fucked imagine.
Imagine that, it, like, you know, everybody's watching the movie assuming that it's like deep fake technology, and then he's just there at the premiere.
Yeah, he's like, no, it's me, Paul Walker.
I'm what? Bet you want to see the movie now.
Make him the villain.
Whoa!
Paul's a villain!
They would never do it.
Paul Walker has been working for the agency the whole time, and he's been a cop the whole time.
What if they make it like they... Because they love bringing people back. It's some like... So, okay, in the first film, they're going... It's a Chinese gang, isn't it? Like a triad or a Yakuza?
Yeah, yeah.
They're stealing DVD players?
Yeah, but for the triad, right?
Yeah.
The leader of the triad comes back. He's been pulling the strings
all
along.
I think he's dead.
Johnny.
I think his name is Johnny. He's dead.
Is he dead?
Actually, yeah, you're right. This franchise.
Is he dead? Imagine if they brought back some no-name guy. No, it's his father, Tony, and it's played by Tony. From
you're gonna have to give us something here, Tom.
From Ten Rings, Shazam. What's his name?
Tony Leung.
Tony Leung plays.
He's too good for this franchise.
Yeah,
he's
Sean. So's Helen Mirren.
Sean,
true.
He's too good for Marvel, too.
Yeah,
he did it.
True.
The wild thing with Marvel, though, he hasn't got an American movie since then. He's like one of the best things they've ever had.
Yeah.
He's so fucking good.
I have.
He's a great actor.
Get Donnie Yen from fucking John Wick 4 to roll in.
Get Key.
Here's what.
He is?
Imagine if he's the Elon Musk guy. He's just super friendly.
I reckon they could trick Elon Musk into playing himself in this movie.
Yeah.
Mm,
he was in
watch.
Iron Man 2.
Yeah. No, but making him the villain.
Just get that character. Don't get Robert Downey Jr. though. Get Sam Rockwell to do it.
Yeah.
Just make it a crossover.
Give
it
Justin Hammer.
It's just Justin Hammer.
Well, speaking of crossovers, I've got a really good idea for what they could do in Fast 11.
Okay.
It adds to the family.
Okay.
But it involves a pre-existing character.
Yep.
And a new addition, but I think it'll all tie together. Okay. It's all car related, so it's fine.
Oh, I know who it is.
Yeah.
I know exactly who it is.
So a character that hasn't been in the Fast franchise for a while, I think she appeared in a post-credit scene in either Fast 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And she works with Hobb.
Okay.
Is Eva Mendes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. So Eva Mendes has taken a reprieve from acting.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I know exactly where this is going.
She has a family now.
Sure.
But her kids are getting a little bit older, so she could probably step back onto the silver screen.
Yeah.
And, look,
Who's her husband, Joel?
Well, we'll get to that in a second. Because this movie's all about family.
Right.
So you bring back Eva Mendes' character as, I can't remember the character's name in...
She's an FBI agent.
Yeah. Maybe she's got a husband that has a criminal past.
Okay.
And he can be played by... her real-life husband, Ryan Gosling, reprising his role as the driver from Drive.
Whoa!
Imagine bringing the driver into Dom Toretto's world.
It's so funny because what made him a good driver was that he was clever, not fast. So they're like, we got to get away. And they all just zoom down the highway and he just pulls into a little side.
They can never catch him. Yeah. They don't know where the fuck
he
is.
Quick.
Her name is Monica.
Stadium. Monica. Yeah, bring back Monica. Justice for Monica.
Here's what I keep thinking. Have we seen Brian's kid ever since he disappeared?
No, we've not seen any member of Brian's family.
Well, we've seen Mia.
Could John Singleton directed Too Fast, Too Furious.
Cool.
Could they pull out Brian's kid, age him up a bit in a way that maybe doesn't make heaps of sense?
I think he's the same age as Lil B.
Yeah, I know, but he should be.
I think he'd be... Oh, no, he would be, yeah.
I know he should be, but maybe they can just, you know, in the space between movies or whatever, they can bring him back a little bit older and give him a kind of like a father-son relationship with Vinny D. Played by Ryan Gosling. But as a way, instead of getting Brian back, it's Lil Brian, which I know is Lil B.
So it's a Lil Dom?
Yeah. Oh. Lil D.
Lil D, Lil B. Well, that will surely be one of Dom.
That'll be the Toretto's family
show. Yeah, I was going to say, that's like the Vin Diesel. Just to clarify with the Toretto's movie, I keep calling him Dom, but in real life his name is Vin. Yeah.
No, in real life his name is Mark.
Mark Sinclair.
Yeah, you know that's his name?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Mark Sinclair.
Yeah.
Adam and I rewatched all of these movies during one of the COVID lockdowns, and every time he showed up, one of us would say to the other, hey, do you know his real name is Mark Sinclair? And it never got old.
Well, I assume what you're about to say is that The spin-off series.
The Toretto spin-off isn't like a kid's show. It's not like a Netflix series. He just has a pitch for a movie that's Dom, Letty, and Little B.
It's so funny.
Which is the main characters
it's
of
like
this
movie. It's
like
if they were like, we're doing a Spider-Man spin-off about Spider-Man. Yeah.
And Mary Jane.
We're doing a spin-off about Spider-Man. It's called Mary Jane and her married life to her husband, Spider-Man.
We're doing a fucking Bat Family spin-off that stars Batman
it's
and Robin.
It's
called The Waynes.
Yeah. Do we? What other?
That's just what Gotham is.
What other spin-offs do we think could come out of this?
Well, Hobbs and Shaw 2 for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
I think Beans and Roman and Chidge or whatever his name is.
I think it should be called Beans, but it's an acronym.
Well, stands for being excellent at network servers.
Whoa!
And then there's an extra Z on the end.
So wait, is it SZ? Beans at whoa. Yeah.
But that's what they'll do.
Zed's lowercase.
They'll have the Toretto side, they'll have the tech nerds plus Roman side.
And then
side.
They can build it all up together for Fast 13.
Man.
One of the only other confirmed spin-offy thing that's in the works is Letty Cypher, which obviously gives away that she isn't going to go bad. Or if she does go bad, she's not dying. Letty Cypher.
Gazelle?
They're in the spin-off.
Giselle and, like, it's an all-lady Fast and the Furious.
And Mia?
And Mia.
And Beans.
And Beans.
And probably Beans Shore as well.
Oh, no, you know what it'll be? It'll be
and Helen Mirren?
Ratcatcher 2.
Oh yeah.
Daniela Melichor.
It's so funny to do an all-female Fast and the Furious because, obviously, you know, there are more guys than women, but there's quite a few women in the movie already. You know what I mean? It's not like it's an all-dude thing that they're like, well, we should do an all-lady thing.
It's also strange because, like, there's no reason for those characters in-universe to just team up and leave
and
the
Vin
fellas
Diesel's
behind.
And Vin Diesel's in that one, too.
Yeah. He probably will
He's
be.
Like the main character.
Yeah, what?
He's the Charlie to the Angels, but he's also the Angels, and they're just all Bosworth.
Well, with Hobbs and Shaw 2, the reason I don't think that's going to happen is because Vin hated it.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Like, hated not being in it and, like, having a Fast and Furious movie made that he didn't have a say in.
How does he get The Rock back, though? Surely it's with a, we'll do another Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
Hey, The Rock, everyone fucking hates you now.
You've become one of the most loathed actors. You are the opposite
Can
of
I
charisma.
Say, it worked for Sean and I.
Really?
No, but that's exactly why it needed to work.
Yeah.
That's why he has to be in it, because everything else he's done sucks shit.
And it's the same reason why they've fast-tracked a Moana live-action remake. Ugh,
terrible idea.
I think it's awesome.
He's playing...
The same character.
Yeah. Maui, yeah.
She's not, though.
No.
Because
She said that the reason they're giving is that she's too old.
Mm.
The reason is it's going to be a The Rock vehicle.
Yeah. Which
he'll be the only returning cast member.
It's a good movie.
I like Moana.
I love Moana.
Moana's good.
Except the thing that annoys me about Moana is The Rock's fault. And it's one joke, and it infuriates me.
I hope that one joke is in the live-action remake.
It probably will be. Jackson, so my least favorite part of Moana is when Moana's found Maui on the island.
Yeah.
And Maui sings his song. And
You're welcome.
Whatever. He sings You're Welcome.
I hate You're Welcome, to be honest.
Fair enough. But then he gets a bird, and he writes his signature on an oar or something. Yeah. And he says, it's called tweeting, because he did it with a bird.
I hate that.
Now, I heard that that was something The Rock asked for because his kid had come up with the joke, and he was like, "I'll do your movie, or I'll approve this part of the script or whatever if you put that in." And I was like, "That sucks! You wrecked the movie."
Do you know what's so funny about that too? Is it like
your kid made an awful joke?
Your kid's probably like 10 and a fucking idiot, as all 10-year-olds are. Man. He's not going to be clever for 20 years.
You don't get smart.
It also dates the movie immediately.
It's horrible. And it completely takes you out of everything. And it's just because it's just nepotism. It's infuriating.
Just lift weights, you beefcake.
I hate him.
Lift weights and flog your tequila.
Yeah, fuck me. I've never seen a more famous person flog their own tequila so much. It's disgusting.
Ryan Reynolds will be in it then.
Yeah, Ryan
Reynolds.
If you're
not doing Hobbs and Shaw, he'll show up in Fast as the same character he is in Hobbs and Shaw, which I think is the big bad of Hobbs and Shaw. He'll be the big bad.
He could be part of the agency, fighting the agency.
Well, no, because he's not the agency. Remember how there's that ominous voice controlling Idris Elba, and it's very clearly Ryan Reynolds' voice. And there's a bit at the end of it, he's like, I killed a guy with a brick, and you don't know where he is or why he's there.
Oh, yeah.
And someone's like, the implication is that he's the voice that's controlling Idris Elba, and he's out of somewhere doing a bad thing, but he's called The Rock because he's like trying not to be bad. Ryan Reynolds will be the villain of Fast X. He'll be the reveal of the villain. And
he could be part of the agency. He's tied to the agency. I know you keep saying he's not in the agency, but prior to this movie, we didn't know the agency was bad. So it doesn't matter if Ryan Reynolds is in the agency.
They'll make a new agency because they'll defeat the threat
at the
end of 11, which will be nobody.
But
Brie Larson will take over the agency.
Something we keep forgetting about X that we forgot when we did
there's
our
another good
reaction
actor
to
in a
well,
weird film.
Is there's that scene where Ames, whatever his name
Ames?
Is. Ames.
Raphael.
Talks to this shadowy group of faces. You remember
that? The scene from Evangelion that's for some reason in a Fast and Furious
movie. They're the voting
movies.
Council of the
Who
of the agency.
That's your bad guys.
Well, not all of them, because some of them voted nay.
Yeah, but they're your high-level monster men.
Yeah.
They're your grugs or whatever.
Yeah. No, they're your galleons.
Yeah, that's galleons.
Ames is the grug.
Yeah,
the gonks,
Ames.
What
Dante,
they call?
They're all gonks.
We're going to need a farmer.
Good thing we got one. He's off saving his mum.
Maybe, you know how
Owen Shaw's coming back, right?
Jason and Vanessa. I fucking hope so. I love the man.
It'll be sick to get
love the actor. I don't really care about the character.
The Shaw family. Yeah.
All four Shaws in a car.
Isn't it fucked up that they were like, oh, we'll give you a Toretto movie, but nobody's saying we'll give you a Shaw movie, which is all I want.
That's all you want.
Yeah, that would be great.
You know, the
Shaw family doing fucking heist.
Because who's their dad? Who is he?
I don't know.
Oh, it's got to be Ray Winston.
No, surely it's Michael Caine.
Yeah.
No, Ray Winston's better.
Ray Winston's too. No, the age doesn't work, Tom.
Michael Caine is friends with Vin Diesel in real life. Vin Diesel skipped an awards ceremony this year to go to Michael Caine's birthday. He will be in Fast 11.
Michael Caine.
He's Tony Shaw, Collingwood Premiership hero.
What I love as well is that it's
Terry Shaw.
Terry Shaw.
Oh, his name's Terry.
Yeah.
How dare you darken my door?
I think that he will have a fucked fake good. British name like Brixton.
Brixton Shaw. He'll be doing something dumb. Like, he'll be in the background of a character and, like, they won't realize it's whoever it is, and he'll be, like, a bartender or something, or they'll be doing something else. And then all the Shaws...
A 90-year-old bartender.
All the Shaws... Like, he'll be just sitting in a bar sipping, like, a whiskey or whatever, and they're, like, Shaws are arguing, and then all of them just pull out guns and point it at him.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, oh, hello, family. I'll miss seeing you.
Dad!
All right, Dad, we got to get Mum back. She's in trouble.
And what I love how
you're my la familia. I learned that from a friend. Winks at the camera.
But isn't it great that the Shaws are like the complete opposite of the Toretto's? The Toretto's are like all about love and being together. And the Shaws just fucking hate.
But no. But they love one another. In it, they're just different. The Toretto's are like, you've got to be honourable, and the Shaws are like, I love you. I'm gonna rob you.
I will rob you and stab
I love
you.
I love you so much. I'm going to take all of your money.
Yeah, which is so much more engaging. I love the Shaw.
Yeah, also, one of the Shaws is a good guy, technically. Vanessa Kirby's character.
Beans Shaw.
She works for, like, MI5.
Yeah.
But she gets blacklisted because they blame her for the Idris Elba thing.
Mm, yeah, that's right.
She's still shady. They're all shady.
They break their mum out of prison in a cake shaped like dynamite.
Yeah. I love the Shaws.
I forgot about that.
That's fucking awesome.
No, I think it's a cake shaped in a key with dynamite as the candles.
That's right. Fast and Furious has a lot of fucking crazy scenes.
Yeah. And something we talked about.
Am I going to have more?
It's something we talked about in our base reaction where we're like, the reason that maybe Fast X didn't work quite like the others is because you're forced to remember the premise of the previous Fast movies. Whereas when they can wash over you and you go into everyone fresh, no big deal.
I don't know if you boys agree with this, but it's something that we came up with last episode, which is the Fast and Furious franchise is built on the fact that you haven't rewatched the previous one. You just kind of remember how it goes.
Yeah.
But Fast X... is constantly referencing the old one, so you have to be like, wait, who the fuck? What the fuck?
You know,
it does a lot of that heavy lifting really early, too.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like, when's the car chase is going to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. Which is why, I mean, I guess that's why the submarine works, though, is that that's still a little bit of the Fast and the Furious magic where nobody can quite remember what they did with the sub at the end.
Or remember it at all. I got to say, I'm fucking still thinking about his Michael Caine thing.
Yes.
Wasn't he the original, like, car chase man in the Italian job?
He's going to drive a Mini Cooper.
The Italian job happened in the Fast and Furious
Deckard
universe.
Shaw is the guy from the Italian Job remake. There's a reference to that in Hobb and Shaw.
Do you think they'll take it a step further where he'll be like, it's a job?
No. Do you know what that means?
They'll tie both Italian
Mark Job. Mark Wahlberg. And Charlize Theron. She's hang on. So if Deckard Shaw,
they tie it all back to the Italian Job.
That makes so fucking sense because Charlize Theron is the love interest in the Italian Job.
I reckon they make both Italian Job movies canon with Fast and the Furious by claiming that Michael Caine is the dad of Deckard Shaw who's in the remake of the Italian Job, and the original Italian Job also happened.
That's so funny, because I did it better. You know what I mean?
It was just meant to blow the bloody doors.
Ed Norton won't come back.
Huh?
He won't come back for the Italian Job 3/Fast 11.
Mark Ruffalo will.
I would love it if every time they made a sequel to
an Ed Norton.
There's a Hulk
car in Fast and Furious.
No, what I mean is every time they made a remake to an Ed Norton film that he doesn't want to do, they just cast Mark Ruffalo. They did Fight Club 2, it's Mark Ruffalo.
He'd be pretty good in Fight Club, I think.
Mm. Yeah. Well, he's good in Zodiac.
Yeah, I like Zodiac. That's a great movie.
Zodiac's excellent film.
Scary.
Where are they going to get that guy?
Five stars.
He's dead. Don't want to watch it again.
Yeah, they got him because he was writing reviews on the internet of serial killer movies. This sounds like a joke, but it's real.
He had died, and they realized too late that they had him at one point and let him go.
Was it the guy that they thought he was?
Was it the guy in the movie? Was it the watch guy?
Yeah, no. Was it Johnny Watches?
Oh.
No, Johnny Watches.
Who was it in the movie?
I think it's like someone that they kind of mentioned offhand earlier.
Was it the basement guy?
I think it's the basement guy.
Oh, really?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that was scary.
They got the Zodiac killer. Well, Death got the Zodiac killer.
And then they worked out it was the Zodiac killer.
And then they found out that he had an IMDb and he had been reviewing serial killer movies and he would rate them on how, like, realistic serial killer.
So
the cops failed.
If the cops had an IMDb detective at their disposal, maybe they would have solved the mystery.
Yeah, fair enough.
Cowards.
All right. Swing for the fence, it's time to bring the episode home.
Yeah.
What is the biggest thing you can think of happening in Fast
11? And it's tied to you. You own this prediction.
Yeah,
and
I predicted Paul Walker coming back to life. I don't know how much bigger we could go. Sorry.
I think...
It's tricky to come up with something huge
for the
ridiculous.
Fast and Furious movies.
Time
travel does seem like something that they could get close to.
I think time travel's too... It's too much.
And there's a reference to it in 10. Like, there's an on-the-nose reference to it at the start of the film because Cypher rolls up in a DeLorean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they talk about it's a quantum computer that she's stolen.
All right, I think this is a little bit more reasonable than time travel, but it's still...
Quantum computer. Maybe she goes to the quantum realm and has a quantum mania.
Quantum computer. I know where she's going. She's going into the Matrix.
Or Tron. Light cycles.
Sorry, can we just very quickly talk about Tron for like 1 second? This is my only... Has everyone seen the roundtable interview of Pedro Pascal, Kieran Culkin, and Jeff Bridges is there? And they're talking about The Last of Us video game.
Culkin and Pedro are talking about Last of Us. Yeah. And then Jeff Bridges is like, oh, what's that Last of Us? Oh, I didn't play that. No, I got stuck in a video game. And they're like, oh, which one? He's like, Tron. And the joke just, none of them get it's the so joke. Funny. And it's like, fuck, I love you, Jeff Bridges. That is such a good joke.
It's so good. It's so good.
He got Tron'd.
He got Tron'd. It's a scary thing. It could happen to any of us.
I haven't seen Tron, so the fact that the game's not called Tron, but the guy is called Tron confuses me.
Computer's called Tron.
No, the guy's called Tron.
Computer.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the game called?
Tron. Tron.
So the game's called Tron and
You open your laptop. You bring the cursor over to the Tron.exe.
And then I open Tron.
Sucked off into Tron where you meet Tron.
Okay.
Who is you?
What?
You play as Tron? No, it's Tron 2
where the young Jeff Bridges is in there too.
Oh, of course. On the grid.
Yeah, on the grid.
Oh, yeah, because the game...
My swing for the fences is that this movie will have robots in it. Because I think robots is very possible in the Fast and the Furious franchise. I think it's just like it's that little bit that, because these movies kind of take place, 10 minutes into the future or whatever they call it. So I can imagine them fighting a robot. I think that's possible.
You know what? I'm going to take a swing for the fence. And I think that this is going to sound ridiculous, but when you think about the casting they've got in this film, you're going to be like, you know what? That's not insane. And this person is back acting again.
Okay.
Recently has a Netflix series that's just dropped. And I think they'll be introduced as Dom's uncle. Oh, and that is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh,
I was just about to say Arnie's going to show up in Fast 11.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, he was my big cameo.
As Dom's Spanish uncle.
Hello, Dom. Hola. Oh, I can see it.
I think Arnie could absolutely.
And he'll be wearing his leather. He'll be dressed like the Terminator, but he'll just be a guy.
And he'll have on a motorbike. Or he's friends with Mr. Nobody.
Or, about this? If they're like, the agency is coming for you, they're sending their best assassin.
And it's the Terminator.
And it's the Terminator. Or it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, but he's dressed like the Terminator.
Four.
You know.
Well, the Fast and the Furious
movies. I can't kill you. Son.
Whoa!
Nephew.
Austrian, who'd have guessed?
But, like, Fast and Furious does it. Like, with the Italian job thing. They're not scared to just tie their movies to random stuff. Han's in a separate movie as well. Not part of the Fast and Furious franchise.
But it is Han,
But it is Han playing Han Solo.
Yeah.
That's his character's name.
In which?
In all of them. That's his last name.
That's his name. He's Han Solo.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, so Han Solo. That's his name. That's Han's name.
I hate this guy. I hate him.
I like him.
I liked that there was a huge fan uproar when they were like...
When he was dead.
Yeah. Do you remember this?
Yeah, bring justice for Han.
Because everyone was angry that they killed... Like,
what a waste of time in people's lives.
They killed him and rehabilitated Shaw.
And everyone was like, fuck this, you killed Han.
Shaw's the best.
Should kill Han again. That'd be
forgot
so
all the
funny.
Bad things Shaw's done.
Yeah.
He's the best. Blew up a hospital.
Yeah. That's
it's probably empty.
He has a guy just in his punching bag in this movie.
Yeah. He's probably a pedophile.
He's done
Prince Andrew.
Or the Krugs.
Krugs.
Fuck the Krugs.
This is just like when I fought the Krugs.
That happened to him.
When I used my code name. Farmer.
We're activating you again, Deckard. Codename Farmer.
I'm ready to kill some Krugs.
I think Vin's got to rebuild his car.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pack it with all the NOS in the world. And then in order to beat Momoa, they're going to need John Cena back. So he's going to NOS his car down to hell to save his brother.
Whoa!
And then come back and save the day.
That's fucking good.
Can kind of imagine... Dom dying and there being a heaven scene.
Yes, well, absolutely.
Another option is Letty dies and he has to break through to heaven.
Yeah.
Save Letty.
I think, I don't know if the franchise could ever get away with depicting heaven or hell. And I don't think they have the time to do this, but can't you imagine...
It would be a car workshop or something, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah.
It would be a body shop.
I can see them go, but can't you imagine this franchise having a character that's basically meant to be the devil?
Or an angel.
Yeah, like
They do have a character that's basically
the devil. Dante.
No,
his name's
Dante.
But that's literally demon.
We know everybody just says he's the devil, but can't you imagine... I don't think it's going to happen now because it's too late in the franchise, but them introducing a character where we as the audience are meant to know he's the devil.
Dave Grohl reprising his role from the Tenacious D tribute music video. Or the pick of destiny.
Yeah, or the pick of the, yeah.
So, tying into you, I'm not going to go Arnie.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, I can't go Arnie. So, we're going to learn, we're going to meet some more members of Dom's family. And that is either his grandfather or his uncle, who is just Machete from Machete, played by Danny Trejo.
Whoa.
They're going to have to use him. He's a bad guy, right? He's too evil for, like, the Toretto's, but they're going to have to use him because you need a psycho to catch a psycho.
Whoa. That's big.
Yeah. I never wanted to, you know, reconnect with this guy. He's really nuts. And then...
why is Danny Trejo from Brooklyn?
No, that's dumb.
Oh. Did you say it's his granddad?
I don't know.
Joe Pesci?
What is he, Italian or is he Spanish?
Italian.
Oh, Pacino. But his grandmother, his
Watch
mother.
Watch me drive my car. Hoo ha! Oh, I'm driving.
Vroom vroom. You
want to know, Vin, how I'm good at the North?
Let's go.
You and Mario.
He's just dressed as Mario, and he's like, "It's a me, your grandpa."
Who? Mario Toretto.
And my brother Luigi.
That's
played
Joe
by
Pesci.
Robert De Niro.
De Niro.
Done. Talking it's a crossover with the Marvel Universe, the Mario Universe.
Dom takes... Well, I can imagine Vin taking his family to see the Super Mario Brothers movie and for some reason finding it so emotional he cries and then puts those characters in his movie.
Yeah.
It's so easy. Imagine Vin crying.
Do you know what
I
loved
movie?
Is you said Dom going to see Mario with his family and crying and then putting him in his movie. And I just imagined it's him and Letty and Little B. Oh, fuck.
Wow. Oh, you know what? Final prediction.
Yeah.
Based on what you just said there, this ends with Dom saying, I should make a movie about my family.
Oh, my God, yes. Or a book.
I can't imagine Dom writing.
They're all sitting in a cinema and there's one empty seat because Brian's fetching popcorn or something.
Oh, he'll be right back.
Hope he hurries up. He's going to miss the move. Well, on that note, I've been Joe.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Sean.
I've been Tom.
And Sean and Tom, where can we find you?
You can find
me at Awkward Treed on Twitter and also at Scaredy Boys. New episodes every Friday.
Yeah, and I'm also Sean Carney, and I'm on Scaredy Boys new episodes every Friday as well with our good friend Damo, who's also here. Hey, Damo.
Hello, I'm Demo.
my Twitter handle is Carney from 55. And you can also, Scaredy Boys. Great show.
What's the show about?
Tell us what it's about.
So it's about the three of us, me, Sean.
And me, Demo. Obviously.
Demo and Tom are here.
That's me.
Watching. We are big cowards.
Ruining your own plug is the word.
We are big cowards and we love horror movies. We don't love horror movies, but we've been watching them for about 2 or 3 years now, trying to get brave. So if you're a coward, listen to the podcast because we watch the horror movies, so you don't have to.
Yeah, we've watched over 150 of them, and we are incredibly haunted.
Yeah, it's fucked.
That is fucked. Well, this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we're the BS boys.
Where's Joel Zammon?
Who? Vroom vroom.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.